Mother's Day edition of Rosie on the House. 9 o'clock hour is the open line hour where we take as many calls as we can. Romy, let's see if we can bring Mike from Apache Junction into the conversation real quick. And we've got Stephen and John also on hold. Good morning, Mike. Real quick, sir.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you this morning?
Super fantabulous.
Hey, I've got a flat roof. I think it's 2.5 or 312 pitch. Rolled roofing on it right now, and I'm wanting to go with a foam roof to try to get the insulation value out of it for a little more insulation for it. What do you recommend I need to do to renew or repair this roof, replace it?
Is it over your house, a living area?
It is in a kitchen area, yes.
Okay, so you've got insulation in your ceiling. You know, it's probably batted R30 or something like that. So you aren't going to need to pile on any more foam up there than just the conventional, traditional 1 inch. They'll take a survey as to whether the rolled roofing is in good enough shape, adhered well enough to the roof deck to be able to go over it after a good power washing and a cleaning, or if they need to strip it. Now, the only thing you're going to want to be careful of, is it a stucco home?
It's siding on this specific part of the house.
Okay, then you're probably not going to have any dilemmas at all. Contact the couple roofers at Rosie on the House. Of course, Durafoam Roofing, Lions Roofing are two that operate in your part of town that do the foam roofing. They're the two I trust. I can tell you there's a lot of foam roofers out there I don't trust. When the job is done, it should be about the texture of an orange peel, not the texture of scrambled eggs, okay? If it's scrambled eggs, you had the wrong guy on the foam gun. Let's see if we can go to Stephen real quick in Mesa. Good morning, Stephen. How can we help you, my friend?
Morning, Rosie. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
Hey, my wife and I are purchasing a house, and the air conditioning ductwork is actually underneath the floor, and we've only owned homes that have it in the attic, and we didn't know if there's pros or cons to having it under the house.
There are a lot of pros, but I tell you what, are you still in the due diligence period? Have you already made an offer?
Yeah, we're in the 10-day period. We're having an inspection done tomorrow and all that good stuff.
Okay, ask the home inspector if he has a remote control, a radio-controlled car that he can put a GoPro on. I love subterranean ductwork, supply and return air, but you have to make sure that the integrity of those ducts are good. We've done a lot of repair work in very expensive homes up in the Gainey Ranch area that installed PVC underground return airs that have actually been filled with water based on all the water, the hydrostatic pressure of the lakes in the area. And you got to go in, you actually have to send someone in the ductwork under the house and use special epoxy sealer to seal it. So be careful. Make sure you get a good visual check of those ductworks. But, yeah, you'll be fine. They actually work very well. And John in Tucson real quick with an air conditioning question. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rosie. I was looking at a brand-new home, and I was taking your advice of saying having R insulation in the ceiling and R38 in the walls and get the highest SEER. And I would say I told the salesman I would like an 21 SEER. And he says, why do you want that? You only need the R38 and the R19. And I'm calling you back because I think he's wrong.
Well, we have to take a look at the entire house and see what are they putting in for a window package. The fact that there are R38 in the attics, R19 in the exterior walls is good. How good of windows are they putting in? You want to make sure everything else they're using in the house is a pretty good, and you also want to make sure that they're sealing the ducts completely, because mounting that high SEER rated unit is only going to deliver the high SEER rated performance if the rest of the house is designed to take it and operate in it, and this ducts are completely sealed, and that includes the return air duct as well. I hope that helps give you a little bit of guidance, John. You have to understand that a SEER rating is established inside a laboratory where the temperature, I think, is set at like 85 degrees, 90 degrees. So it's not...
Well, yeah, who wants to work in a laboratory that's 115 degrees?
Right, exactly. That may have something to do with it. So the SEER rating is an indication of how efficient the equipment was. The equipment we were mounting on houses back in the 80s and the 90s were well under 10. They were 4, 5, and 6. And now we can get up to 20, 21, 22, 23. The standard right now is about a 14 or 16. If you're going to spend the money for the extra SEER rating, the extra engineering, the extra purchase price, the extra performance, then make sure all the rest of the house has been brought up to that higher standard as well. If it hasn't, then just live with the R14, 15, or 16 unit that comes with the standard house, and you'll be just fine. That brings us to super cooling. I can't tell you how many messages I'm getting now, Romy. It's all starting all over again. Here's a guy that sent me his bill from July of 2008 and July of 2016.
Oh, 8-year difference. How much did we save him?
Well, we have saved this man a ton of money. So,
and his house was cooler, and he used less energy, and he didn't do anything but change how you work your thermostat.
That's right. It's exactly right. So,
people just can't grasp the concept of turning your thermostat down to save money, but it does super cooling.
When you're buying power at its cheapest. So we'll cover super cooling, I'm sure, a lot over the course of the summer. We always do. People are always skeptical that it really works. They're very, very fearful of turning the thermostat down because they feel like, oh, every degree I turn it down, money's going to, you know, it's going to cost me this much money. Well, if you do it right, the super cooling method, the father of super cooling is Steve Kep at Advanced Home Systems. Taught us a lot and saved us a lot of money. When we come back, it's Bailey's Blind Repair on window coverings. Stay tuned.